The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. Steve Miggs, Danny V, I'm going to start this morning off by saying I'm a dumbass and I should know better.
I absolutely agree with that. I thought you were going to say something different, but okay.
So here's what happened.
I thought you were
going
to say this.
Yeah, go dogs. No, I was not going to say that. Okay. This is probably worse.
All right, so, why are you a dumbass?
My son has a couple different games he's downloaded for my phone that he loves to play, and one of them is called Jurassic Clash. And it's you get to be a different species of dinosaur and like kind of learn about them and all that. So last night he's playing this game, and I'm not really paying all that close of attention to what's going on, but he's like, Mom, I bought a new dinosaur. And I'm like, oh, cool, with like the points, because you're earning all these points.
No.
He's like, yeah, I bought a new dinosaur. I'm like, cool, awesome. Then he tells me again he bought another new dinosaur, and he bought another new dinosaur. And I'm like, is this all money like in the game? And he's like, yes. Then I get a fraud alert call to my phone last night.
Gosh, like, was that bad?
Would you please confirm these purchases?
Can we guess how much?
Yes.
All right, Danny, how much do you think Barrett cost Mom? And you know what? It's your fault.
Before it is 100% my fault.
I hope you didn't reprimand him, because you were saying, sound like, if I'm Barrett and I'm six, I'm thinking you're encouraging this behavior.
Right? I'm like, yeah, get the dinosaur. Sounds great. And remember, I said, I'm a dumbass and I should know better.
How many dinosaurs did he buy in total?
I think it's four.
I'm going to go with $20.
$20. I don't know. Man, to get a fraud alert call.
I'm saying 75.
Right in the middle, guys.
$43.
$43 on a stupid app. But again, I'm a dumbass. I should know better. This is a PSA to all the parents out there. Do not leave your child unattended with the game Jurassic Clash.
Yeah. Oh man. God. He's playing with fire.
So then what do I do? Do I try to, you know, say that these charges were fraudulent?
Yes.
Or do I?
Wow.
Yes.
But then I feel like I'm lying.
You are.
Yes.
Well, I have not yet contested these charges, but I'm going to today.
It's your fault.
It's my fault, I'm a dumbass, I should know better.
How much again?
$43.
A $43 lesson.
Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and happy National Potato Day.
Oh, cool.
Serving us potatoes last night. We're your Seattle Mariners. It's a terrible transition. I don't know what to say. Honestly, I don't know what to say about this team other than what that voicemail we got yesterday said.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
What the F was that? We suck.
And that was before yesterday's game.
And that was before yesterday's game. I looked on my phone. It was 1-0 Brewers. I'm like, oh, all right. It's like fourth inning. Once I get everything situated, I'll try and watch some of the game. But I got busy with Tatum and doing some stuff. And then I'm on my phone and I see somebody saying something about 22-0. And I'm like, oh, they're just exaggerating. They have
hilarious.
To be. Yeah, this is just what we do as Mariners fans. We're blowing everything out of proportion. And then sure as S, I go to my phone and they lost 22-0. That tied the modern Major League Baseball record for the largest shutout. And that was also a franchise record for Milwaukee with runs in the game. The Mariners were just awful. I had 5 hits. Who cares? I mean, they gave up 22 runs. They had people who aren't even pitching throwing balls in the game. But I think the true insult to injury moment had to have been what happened with Julio Rodriguez when the game was still close. It was only 19-0.
Oh, yeah.
He caught a ball. He thought it was the third out. Turns out it was the second out. He threw the ball into the stands, and that ended up costing him some more runs as well. And here are the announcers talking about it.
Shutout margin of victory is 20-0. As Yelich flies out for the second out, and there is run. He threw it into the bullpen. He thought it was the last out.
It was embarrassing. Embarrassing on so many levels. I mean, honestly, I was hoping I would wake up with good news and that Dan Wilson is no longer our manager. And hopefully by, I mean, look, this team is just terrible. And the sad part is that we're still only four games out of first place because the Astros lost yesterday.
God. Can we talk about football? Is that okay?
Yes.
The Seahawks brought in former Cowboy star Trayvon Diggs for a workout yesterday, trying to get a little bit more depth at cornerback. So let's go through his stats. He's 27 years old. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. Yeah. He once led the NFL with 11 interceptions. However, he's had some knee injuries that have limited him to only 22 games over the past three seasons. But this workout is also coming during the same time where we're expecting this deal with Terrion Arnold, but it's a little bit in limbo because of the legal situation. Yeah, so
it's a massive legal situation.
So we've got some cornerback, you know, chaos going on right now.
To go back to the Mariners and the Seahawks, I saw Mina Kimes post something where it said 22 runs. The Seahawks didn't even give up more than 21 points in 17 of the 21 games last year.
Oh, that hurts.
Speaking of the Hawks, episode 3 of Hard Knocks was last night. There were so many great moments. So you and I were even talking before we started the show. Just, I mean, from, oh, was it Monterey Foster Jr.'s story to Witherspoon signing? That was cool. Mike McDonald, I think he just continues to illustrate why we're lucky to have him as the team's coach. And one of my favorite moments, there was a lot of favorite moments, but I think one of my favorite moments was when he's on the sidelines at practice with Richard Sherman, Seahawks legend. And Richard's just talking about how great this team is and how hungry they are, even though they just won the Super Bowl.
This is such a hungry-ass team. We were still hungry after the first one, but you still felt like this dude got paid, this dude's starting to feel himself, this dude's pissed off, he's not getting enough money. You don't feel f***ing nothing here but grind, work.
I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just an awesome coach, but an awesome team.
It's just like what we do, you know?
But that's easier said than done.
Well, I think, like, you guys were, you were tight, but you were, like, edgy.
Yeah.
We have, like, edge, but we were, like, different dynamic of team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So much fun.
I'm already so excited about the regular season. I can't even handle it.
And, just, I mean, Hard Knocks has just been... bad pun. You'll love it. They've been knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, they have been.
But it's been, every episode has just been awesome. And last night's episode was great. Check it out on HBO Max.
Seattle City Light is saying the customers are increasingly getting scam calls from people that are demanding immediate payment. The big red flag that you can look for, Seattle City Light says that if somebody calls demanding you pay immediately instead of working on you with payment arrangements, it's a scam. If they're saying, no, you must pay now, that's not how they would roll.
What if they show up to your front door with an aluminum bat? Does that count?
Probably.
Can we say good luck to Hey Bagel? You know, we've had the guys from Hey Bagel in studio. They're awesome. They have some of the best bagels I've had here in Seattle. And they're based in the University Village. And they're headed to New York after winning both Best Bagel and Best Sourdough Bagel at Bagel Fest.
Oh,
Bagel Fest West. Now they're going to compete with more than 25 other top bagel makers from around the world at New York Bagel Fest, which is happening at Citi Field on November 15th.
Let's go.
And I chose to read that story because I know you have a hard time saying bagel.
Bagel.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 80 degrees. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you donated to Kicks for Kids lately? I sure hope you have, because if you have, we're going to read your name. We get a little reader every single day about who has been donating lately, and Steve Miggs, we're on a quest for $20,000. Who is helping us get there?
Well, first of all, we are just a few dollars away from hitting $6,000 raised, so big shout out to all the Rockhogs who have stepped up and donated some money, including Yelena Makrova, who donated $100, Kylie Zalby, who donated $169, joining the 69 Club. You guys are awesome. Steve Harden donated $100, and Janine Kirkpatrick also donated a lot. And that's $300. Now, a lot of these are $100 donations, but $5 helps, $10 helps. Whatever you have, if you could donate, that would be awesome to help these kids out when they're going into school.
Head to KISW.com and make a donation to Kicks for Kids. Yesterday, we got a voice message that led to us chatting about one of the worst feelings you could possibly ever have. And that is when you return to where you parked and your car is not there.
Hey, yo, Daily Mix Show. Seattle Parking Police.
Okay, we're coming in hot.
They towed my car this morning. Damn it. And the Mariners suck, too. And the Sounders suck. Have a good day. Bye.
Dude, having your car towed is the worst feeling in the world. When you get out there and you're like,
I swear it was parked right here.
Yes. Do you remember a time that your car was towed?
Yeah. Yes, I got it towed once because I had parked in, it was like right in front of someone's driveway, but I didn't realize it was a driveway. This was many, many years ago. But I was in their driveway, so they called it in and my car got towed.
Oh, yeah. How much did it cost you to get it out?
It was like $300. It's actually happened twice to me, though. The other time that my car ended up in an impound, it was because it had been stolen, and wherever they recovered it, it got towed from there.
Fair.
So yeah. It wasn't even really my fault that it got towed. But again, another $300 to get it out of impound. So stupid. What about you?
One time, and I was in Canada, which sucked.
Oh,
I remember
my
buddy and I, we went there, and we parked, and we thought we were fine. We didn't bother to notice like the small print that said after 3 o'clock, these cars need to go. So we get back to our car. It's like 3:30, and we're like, where are all the cars? Especially, where's ours?
And you don't even speak Canadian.
I don't. I mean, I was just saying a lot, and they were getting very annoyed with that.
Oh, no.
How about you, Danny? Have you ever had your car towed?
Wow, you guys are delinquents.
No, I sure have not.
Of course, good boy Danny has never had his car towed.
He's the pure Parker.
I've gotten one ticket in Seattle, and it was not even because I was parked wrong. It was because I had still New Mexico license plates. And in New Mexico, you don't have to have a front license plate.
Okay.
But here in Washington, you do. So they
do
gave
we
me,
still need that?
I don't know. They gave me like an $85 ticket because I didn't have a front license plate. And I was like, I'm clearly from out of state, people.
Yeah, cut me some
I'm
slack.
New here.
They did not. I paid the $85.
Bad boys, what you gonna bunch do? Of delinquents over here.
Bunch of hooligans.
Someone did text in, said I got towed from my own apartment complex.
Oh, no.
The reason's just so great. It said because my parking pass fell off the mirror. It cost me $400 to get my own car back from my own parking spot.
That seems really unfortunate.
That sucks.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Oh, but I got to imagine other rockaholics got some stories.
Oh, yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear from you now, rockaholics, and our number is 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever had your car towed, that terrible feeling where you walk out to where you parked and your car's not there, we want to know, what was it for? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Alice in Chains. If you have ever had your car towed, we want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Tacoma, have you ever had your car towed, and what was it for?
Well, unfortunately, I've had my car towed several times over the years for various reasons. The worst time was probably 1993, prom night.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
So I parked in a pizza place parking lot down by the waterfront in Seattle, because that's where prom was. Went to prom, came out, car was gone. So I called up the place, got there, got it out of impound. Thankfully, all the alcohol was still in it. Went to the hotel and partied down.
Okay, that was going to be my question, because sometimes I never got to go to prom because, you know, well, I needed...
You went to an all-boys school?
Also, even our sister school, and none of the girls wanted to hang out with me. But many people, it's like the rites of passage moment where, like, you know, sometimes something happens by the end of the night. And I was like, did that ruin that moment? Did that block you? But it sounds like it didn't.
No, not at all. I also got one more thing to say. First time caller, long time listener.
How about that?
God, you rock.
Look at you. That is awesome. Sorry.
Big day. Big day for Sean. Appreciate it.
You rock, Sean.
206-803-ROCK. Kellen in Linwood, have you ever had your car towed? And if so, what was it for?
Well, not while I wasn't expecting it, no, fortunately. But I did move my old man's rig when he wasn't expecting it one time.
So what happened?
Well, he was over, and they live over, my parents still live over in Sammamish, and I happened to see him at the Safeway, and I happened to see him pull in, and I pulled in shortly after him, hopped out, grabbed my spare key, and moved his car about 10, 15 spaces over. Just enough to be...
just to troll
you know,
him?
Just enough for you to walk out. Yeah, just to troll my old man. He'll walk out. Oh, God, where's my car? You look a few minutes, make you look for a minute extra.
Do you guys come from a big prankster family?
One more time?
Do you guys come from a bit of a prankster family?
Yeah, a bit.
I got to imagine you've been messing with your dad quite a bit, and that's just one example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we mess with the old man.
That's
awesome. That's a great story.
206-803-ROCK. If you've ever had your car towed, we want to know, what was it for? What happened?
So we said my car got towed because I forgot about the street sweeping. That's right, because there are some spots that are like, hey, you got to move it.
By this time.
On this day of the week. And they said the worst part, I was at home the entire time. I heard the truck outside, didn't even bother to look.
Oh, no.
Oh, that
has... That's bad. I would be really upset.
Have you ever had a situation where a car, your car was about to be towed?
No. Thankfully, no.
I've been lucky where I saw, like, the tow truck coming.
You stopped it in action?
I was like, I saw it. And I knew it. I was like, oh, S-word. I got to get over there. Thankfully, Dan already started, and the dude was cool enough to be like, all right, get out. But you better get out now, otherwise I'm towing it.
Or else.
Or else. Another text said, I thought I parked in what was the hotel's parking lot. Nope. I woke up the next morning ready for a six-hour drive home, and my car was gone.
Oh, no.
That
is the worst thing to wake up to.
Yes. I mean, it's probably worse things to wake up to, but it's up there.
Put it on the Mount Rushmore.
I got towed from the grocery store because I parked there. Then I walked across the street to a bar, came back 3 hours later, no car, expensive night out.
Oh, gosh, no kidding.
And then another text said, and I was the designated driver.
Oh, that's even worse.
You were doing a solid for your friend. I hope they help pay.
Being a homie, yeah.
I would hope that they help pay for the towing.
You would think so.
They're probably all drunk. They don't even remember.
206-803-ROCK. Kyle in Seattle. If you've ever had your car towed, we want to know what happened.
No, so my car wasn't towed, but I was working a dockyard, and we kept getting vehicles that would park on the dock.
Okay.
So my manager finally had enough one day, grabbed the big forklift, picked up a car, and put it on top of a shipping container.
Did you get to hang out long enough to see the person come back looking for
it? I hope so.
Oh, it was hilarious. They came out. They couldn't find their car. You know, they're scratching their head. And all of a sudden, my manager, Larry, just comes out yelling, says all sorts of words, and tells them to look up. The guy's like, how am I going to get my car down?
That's a great question. So how did Larry get the car back down? Did he have to pay for it? Like, what was the end result?
Yeah, no, we picked up the car with the big cat forklift, tied it off to the forks, and brought it back down for him after about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
That has to be one of the most fun days on the job, Kyle.
Oh, it was great.
I can only imagine.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there believes that they can beat Migs? He has 222 wins, 134 losses, and 63 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we're going to play Beat Migs at 650.